Hello, we're reading the study of the Ten Sefirot. We are in part 8, Ten Sefirot of Atzilut. We are in number 2, the words of the Ari. Rav? Can't hear you.
We will try to understand the study of the Ten Sefirot. We started it from part 8. We only had one lesson. We have to be patient. But what happened until part 8? We talked about it yesterday. We said that we learn that the will to receive develops existence from absence. It comes to a special state where it breaks. Its shattering is necessary because through the breaking, there is finally some sort of connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow. The will to bestow is the desire of the Creator. The will to receive is the desire that the Creator created, the created being's desire. Both are opposite from one another. And according to spirituality, if they're opposite, there's no contact between them. There can't be. Not from the will to bestow to the will to receive, and not from the will to receive toward the will to bestow. They just don't feel one another, don't feel each other. Just imagine that sometimes there are states in life where we just don't grasp. We can't grasp. We cannot grasp. Sometimes you look at an animal and you don't know what it thinks, how it calculates things, what operates in it. We also feel that way toward people sometimes. The universe, we don't feel it. Who turns it? Why? Nothing. We can see results. But the operating force of creation, we don't know. We don't feel it. This stems from those two forces, the will to receive and the will to bestow. That both are totally opposite and can't connect among them. But how do we connect them so that one will understand the other, feel the other, support the other, learn something from the other? I want to learn from the Creator who created me. I want to understand what He thinks. I want to understand His operations because they're operating on me. Without it, I can't succeed. If I don't know what is happening to me, and what happens is from Him. So how do I come to a state where I understand Him, feel Him, maybe bestow upon Him, change my fate? Let's say now we're in a state where I don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, and I want to know. All this depends on how much we are included with the Creator. And I want not only to feel Him, I also want to understand Him as a result, what He thinks, what He wants, what He does. Basically, I want also to understand, to detect, to find my ability to bestow upon Him, so that after I understand everything He does, maybe I'll also be able to bestow upon Him. So here I find something very special, that I can influence the Creator. If my request is incorrect, not for my own benefit, just like a baby sometimes asks for something that's not for its own good, so the Creator doesn't let me. But He teaches me that I asked for the wrong thing. And maybe I asked incorrectly. And then He explains to me what is good. So then I begin to understand that I should turn to him because he teaches me what he wants from me, what I want from him, and how I can receive something from him. Meaning, in the connection with the Creator, there is a lot of mutual work here between the Creator and I. So, before we come into this contact with the Creator, it's as if we are disconnected. He feels me, but I don't feel him. This is why, in order to have contact between us, mutual contact, meaning from the perspective of the created being, the Creator breaks the desire of the created being, so the created being can't do anything with itself, and he has to establish itself, organize itself correctly. And this is why we learn in our study how we have to go through operations, not we people, but our will to receive. How we have to go through operations, certain operations, in order to come to a state where we begin to detect our connection with the Creator. So, part 8 in Talmud Esel Sfirot, the study of the Ten Sfirot, this is what it teaches us. We learned item 1, and now we will learn item 2 in part 8 in Talmud Esel Sfirot. So, it turns out, in the previous parts, we learned how the Creator created the will to receive, how he broke the will to receive, meaning mixed it with it, his own desire to bestow. So by having a mixture of desire to bestow and desire to receive, these broken parts can detect themselves one on top of the other. The will to receive opposite from the will to bestow. Prefer to be in the desire to bestow and then ask the Creator to correct them to be that way. And this is how we will learn and advance. Go ahead.
Item 2. The words of the Ari, item 2.
But you can read item 1 as well.
That's what I wanted. So, part 8, 10 Sfirot of the world of Atzilut, item 1. When the Ma'atzil wanted to revive the dead and correct these broken melachim that were fallen into Olam Briyah, he sentenced and raised man from below upward. Thus, there was a Zivug Elyon de Chochma Bina, the inner Ak, generating the new Ma there, and the Malachim were corrected. Item 2. It has already been explained that the seven orot of the Melachim Debon rose, mingled and clothed the three Kavim Chochma Bina and Keter, which expanded to the end of the above-mentioned place being Chagat. Now that above Itpashtut returned to be collected upward and became as it first was, when only three were in their place above, it raised the seven lower Orot with them to their place. And now all seven lower Orot were up in Bina's place. This is because she is the mother of the sons, and there is the place of the Herayon and Ibur, the pregnancy and conception.
Again,
item two. It has already been explained that the seven Orot, the lights of the Melachim, the Bon Rose, mingled and clothed in the three Kavim, the three lines of Chochmah, Binah, and Keter, which expanded to the end of the above-mentioned place, being Chagat. Now, above the Itpashtut, returned to be collected upward, and became as it was first, when only three were in their place above. It raised the seven lower Orot, the lights, with them to their place. And now all seven lower lights, Orot, were up in Binah's place. This is because she is the mother of the sons. And there is a place of Erayon and Ibur, pregnancy and conception.
Okay, so the kli was broken. And now some sort of a system was made which begins to receive the broken kelim, vessels, and arrange them together. By organizing them, we have a new kli, where all the breakings and all the connections are together in mutual complementation. By connecting opposite kelim, kelim that are opposite from one another, by connecting them together, when we connect good and bad, darkness and light, all kinds of opposite discernments, by that we begin to understand, to feel, besides the analysis that took place before, now there is synthesis between them. Two opposites, disconnection, disintegration and connection. By that we get understanding and feeling and knowledge of creation, what happens to us. This is why this process is necessary for us to be like the Creator, as it is written, and you will be as God, knowing good and evil. Let's read below a little bit in Open Me, Inner Light, and then we'll go back up.
Item 2, Open Me, Inner Light. Now that the above Itpashtut returned to be collected upward, etc., it raised the seven lower Orot with them to their place, etc. All the seven lower Orot. This above mentioned Itpashtut was entirely from Bchinat Hei Tata'a, the lower Hei, in the Anaim. Now that the Masach has been purified entirely from all the Aviyut Deguf of Bchinat Hei Tata'a in the Anaim, they too rose and departed with the Masach and the Reshimot to their Shorish in the Rosh.
So the Reshimot from the broken Kelim or the broken Kelim now go up, and there they begin to connect. This is basically what happens. We're not reading this section, the one in parenthesis. It is written that it was written on as a side note, but we go to the next section.
Here we must remember what the Rav has written above, that these Achoraim that fell into Chagat are Bchinat Man de'Abba ve'Ima, which Zon always raise for them until Gmar Tikkun.
Gam Yadata.
Also, you know that the Itpashtut of the three Kelim, Ket Chochmah Bina to Chesed Gvurah Tiferet, are the Achoraim, the Keter of Abba Ve'ima, that fell to Chagat. it follows that the Rishimot that rose, meaning the seven Orot, are the man for Zon de Atzilut of all Hei Partzufim. The Achoraim, the Keter, and Abba Ve'ima, which are the Itpashtut of the three Kelim, Kachav, are the man for Gar, all of the Partzufim, the Atzilut. And remember that. You will also learn here how Zon, which are the seven Orot, raised the man de Abba Ve'ima, which are their Choraim. This is because the Kchut of the Masach of Zat raised the above mentioned Itpashtut above to their Shoresh, to Gar, as the Rav explained.
He's trying to tell us that the pieces go up gradually from the place of the breaking to the place of correction. And there they join together, and by that they engender a new potsuf. This already talks about the world of Atzilut. We will soon explain these things, the Chabad, Chagat, the pieces. But this whole work of sorting out, what happens is this, the Kelim broke, lost the Masach, the screen. They all started working in order to receive, like us, egoistic. Now,
or milimala.
Light operates on us, on them, on everyone. And it sorts them out. First it sorts out the lighter kelim, the finer ones, the ones that are closer to the light. And through this light, they begin to rise up like a magnet that pulls them up from the broken state to a place where they can be corrected. And then they enter the world of Atzilut, a place called Rechem, the womb, the abdomen of Ima, Bina. And there they can be corrected. This is how we come to build the Potsuf from the broken Kelim. What's the difference between having a broken Kli and by breaking the Kli and then correcting it again? Now that it's corrected again, you have scrutinies between good and bad, darkness and light, between all the states it goes through. And mainly, by that, it scrutinizes its relation toward the Creator. Go on.
Turbet, bimkom habina,
in Bina's place, this is because she is the mother of the sons, and there is the place of the Herayon Anibur. This is because the matter of raising man applies only to Sfirat Bina. Even raising man to Malchut is only after it was corrected with the corrections of Ima. The reason is that the entire connection of raising man is by Bina's correlation with Zon de Or Yashav. Hence, it does not apply to the other Sfirot, which are not in possessions of this correction.
So what is happening here? All the broken Rishimot from Malchut
Emulot Lebina
rise to Bina, Ima. And Bina corrects these Rishimot, connects them together, brings them inside of her, and there they enter the Ibur, impregnation, and they grow inside of Bina. They become arranged inside of Bina until they become the first small potsuf, which is called ubar, embryo or fetus. And then that ubar grows until Bina feels that it has to give birth to it. And then it's born out of Bina, this potsuf that grew in her, and comes out into its own authority and begins to live. But Bina still takes care of it, is exactly as it is with children. And then this potsuf, the soul, which is arranged in this way and grows, it is made out of two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. And the force of its force of reception begins to become more and more similar to the force of bestowal, meaning that the created being receives more and more the form of the Creator. As when we grow from a drop of semen, from a drop of sperm, we acquire more and more the form of a human being. Adam, from the word dome, similar to the Creator. And that way, from the broken kelim that were mixed, Bina nurtures them to become similar to the Creator. This is why it's necessary for the kli to break and to mix with the light. And then, gradually, the broken kelim become sorted out of their shattering, out of their mixture, and they gradually rise to correction, to build out of them parts of Adam HaRishon. That's how they advance. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы когда соединяем разбитые наши части, то они тоже поднимаются.
Yes, dear Rav, when we connect the shattered parts, so they also rise to the same place of the bull.
Yes, of course.
The Ima and Bina.
Every single thing. It's about us. It's not something that someone does somewhere. It's about us. If we want to resemble the Creator, we have to make the potsuf above us, which is Ima, elevate us and bring our chisaron into her. And when these chesronot, these deficiencies become corrected there, to be in order to bestow until we can be born and be independent and work in order to bestow. This is called being born.
And it happens in Atzilut, meaning that same place of conception is in Atzilut?
Of course, yes. Don't think that we are out there somewhere. It is to the extent that we really want to be corrected and want to receive the force of bestowal. It's not something you receive now. You will receive it to the extent that you're included with the friends and you really want to connect. And all your desires, you feel that they are broken. And then you feel the shattering between you. And then you pray and ask, raise man. And then the upper potsuf, which is Bina, begins to take care of you, to tend to you. It begins to elevate you to it and tend to you as a fetus. And the whole process of Ubah, the fetus, you will have to go through. We will learn it in the next part. There's a part here called the first Ibur. It is part 10. We have part 8, which is the world of Atzilut in general, where the correction takes place. Until the end of correction, we are in the world of Atzilut. But afterwards, you have a part called the Zivugim of the Sefirot, This is part 9.
זה מסביר לנו איך נעשה התחברות.
It explains how the connections between this field happens. And then there's part Yud, part 10, that talks about our first Ibu in the force of Bina. And after part 10, there is part 11, which is the birth of Zeranpin, our spiritual birth, our spiritual Yenika, nursing, and our spiritual Gadlut, adulthood. This is what happens to us. Relatively, it's all pretty clear. The process is clear. The problem is that we have to learn it from a book that immediately goes very deep, and we can't grasp the depth right away. We have to take off the top layer from it, and that way, gradually, bit by bit, if you want to see it, I don't know how to show you. This part, I can't really see it. I started studying it in 1982. Then in 1984, we studied it again. Then in 92 and 95, I studied it 4 times. Well, actually, I studied many more times, but, well, that's the way it is. And I went over it again and again and again. And likewise, all the parts of Taz. I have the whole book. I have a...
זה מה שאני חושב שכך אנחנו לאט לאט נדבר
I wrote all kinds of stuff there. So we will learn it in this way. So that everyone will understand what it's about. Because there's an infinite number of details here. Because the more we advance toward the end of correction, it'll be clearer and clearer to us what it's about. But for now, we have to learn the top level, the top layer in general. We have Moscow 7.
Baal Sulam writes here in the Ol Pnimi, that all of the raising of the man is from the attitude of the Bina for Or Yashar.
Bina gives birth to Zeran Pin Malchut back in the fourth phases of direct light. This is why she's responsible for everything that happens to them. So if Zon break, then all their complaints, all their deficiencies, they can raise up to Bina, so she will take care of it. So what happens to us always happens as a connection between Bina and Zon. Bina is called Ima, and Zon is a created being.
Barur.
Clear?
Merkaz Echad.
All right. Merkaz 1.
Bina, ה-parcuf הזה של האימא זה...
The parcuf of Ima, Bina. Is it a desire or is it light?
שכך הוא משפיע לתחתון.
It's a parcuf that in that way bestows to the lower one. But when it does, it bestows with the light that is in it. 86.
Rav, I heard you said that our broken desires go up to Bina, and there a zivug is done on them, and then a parcuf is born. What is this operation of doing zivug on broken desires?
The raising of the desires from Zon to Bina is called, it's like the raising of the deficiencies. On that, the light comes from above, the light of Chokhmah, that starts organizing these deficiencies until they develop, and from them, the Potsuf is born. From the embryo comes the Potsuf of Zer
Anpin. What does the light do to these desires?
It connects them. Connects them in a correct way. Just like, let's say, 10 friends in the 10, that they start connecting between them, and they invite the upper force to connect between them, so that upper force on one hand awakens more of a collision between them, a resistance, problem, trouble. On the other hand, they ask, they pray, they demand that it connects them together, and in this way they reach a state that for them, between them, there's already a connection. This connection is already caught in embryo. And they feel themselves connected between them. And in this way, they start developing, again, an egoistic desire between them is revealed, arguments and all such thing, and again, they ask for a correction upon them, until they reach a state that all of the will to receive that needs to be revealed on that degree, on that level, it has been revealed. And then they are rewarded in being connected above the desire that's separating between them. So that's called that they went through all the months of pregnancy, meaning all the inner development in Bina. Then they can be born. Being born means that they become independent from it. The 10 friends, independent from Bina, that now they have a desire or existence on their own. They can already correct themselves, not by annulling from Bina as an embryo, but they become more independent. Or that's the way they grow. We will have to do this between us. What I want to emphasize here is that all these actions are between us and the 10 in the group.
Can it be said that the operation of Zivug is when we find the new point of connection between us after the prayer and after the whole process we went through?
Yes. We every time need to locate the new center of connection between us, the new force that is working on us, how we can grasp it, feel it, and so on. How we want to cover ourselves in that one blanket, be in one ima. And in this way we can advance. That the force of Bina, the force of mutual bestowal and love wraps us and holds us together. And this force is called a womb, rechem, for now, for us. And that is something we build only in the tent. That's why today, we, throughout the whole day, that's what we should talk about. How to reach unity, connection, togetherness to such an extent that we feel ourselves that we're as one man with one heart in one partsuf, which is called the embryo. Why embryo? Because for now, we don't have a way to do anything except for annulling towards the upper one, towards the bestower, towards the creator, towards Bina, and all of us together. To restrict ourselves between us in such a way, to annul our ego, that we will be only in Bina.
So the exercise you just gave us will take us through this whole process in the 10? Until we do a zivug and even are born as an ubal?
Yes. Well, I'm not dreaming that yet, but at least that tomorrow we'll understand what's written here in the text. You understand? Because then you won't see what's written. USA Northeast.
אז כשמעלים את זה למעלה, כאילו, איך, כאילו, איך מסך קשור לכל מה שהסברת עכשיו?
מסך זה הכוונה בעל מנת להשפיע.
Rav, if a desire doesn't have a masach, so how is it connected to what you explained? Rav, the masach is the intention to bestow, that we have desires, and we want something. So with these desires, if they're in order to receive, so it's corrupted desires, they're broken. If we want to correct them, so we ask for the force of correction. That's called that our desires rise to the degree of Bina. Bina is the force of correction, the Ima, that corrects us. When Bina corrects us, we start receiving upon our desires the intention to bestow, and then we can connect by that between us. We can connect. And in this way, we reach the building of the Patsuf, that all of us together, the 10 desires, the 10 friends, we start connecting between us and we build a Patsuf. And in this way, this Patsuf grows more and more and more until from the small embryo, we reach the baby which is born.
Thank you very much.
From Bina. And starts existing independently.
Hello, Av. You said that Bina, can we say that Bina is a 10 and I am Malchut in my relation to the 10, to my friends? In the prayer, their request, the pleading for them, this will help me rise to Bina. Can you say that? Is this how I should look at things? Because I'm opposite from Bina. Malchut is opposite from Bina.
Yes, yes.
And my friends are also separate from Bina. They come from the Creator. Meaning, they come from...
Well...
Odessa.
Yeah, you're speaking correctly. Everything you said is right.
So, if I understand correctly, you can raise man that will be accepted by the system out of the broken kelim. The broken kelim are incorrect intentions. But this man can go through only from Bina if she accepts it.
לקבל רצונות השבורים ולתקן אותם. כן.
Yeah.
צפון 2.
תגיד בבקשה, אם עובר זה מדבר.
Yeah, she is destined and she wants to accept the shattered desires and correct them,
no connection between them.
עובר זה מצב.
North 2.
בין הגשמיות לרוחניות. כן. טורונטו 2.
רחם, הבינה, איפה אנחנו מוצאים אותו?
רחם,
it's exactly that. Bina. It's a state. It's not a degree.
In order to find
it's a state between corporeality to spirituality. Yes? Toronto 2.
אז הקבוצה המתוקנת, כוח שפועל בה, הדדי, זה הרחם. ואנחנו מקולקלים, אם אנחנו משתדלים
ביניהם, describe the group correctly, so the corrected group, the force working in it is the womb, and we are corrupted.
Does it also
if we
protect
try
us?
To be
How
corrected
do we make it
between us, we invite this force.
It does everything.
And this force
it,
is correcting
force
us.
We just need to ask of it.
And it's
and
called
more.
That we're growing
if we
in
ask
the womb.
Correctly, we will be corrected through it and advance. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, man ze pula mitmashechet, nachon?
Rav, man ze continuous operation, right? The minute the man stops, everything stops, right? Man is a continuous operation until the end of correction. It's not only to grow as an embryo, but every plea that we have to the Creator to correct us is called raising man. Mein Nukvin, female water, raising up of deficiencies. PT
19.
He says that the whole raising of the man and the Ochozer, what does it mean that they're together, the Ochozer and Ochozer?
From the four phases of direct light
what does it mean?
That we talked about, from Bchina Aleph, first phase and then second and third and fourth, we talked about how those four phases hung down from the root, from Shoresh. And there is a relation between them. Each one is born out of the previous Bchina and can influence the previous Bchina. And the previous Bchina, discernment, can influence the next Bchina. This is what we are discovering now in building the Patsuf and the relation between the Patsufim. Question. But he says it. There's no such relation between the Sfirot. So what does that mean? Rav, only the special connection between Bina and Zon doesn't exist anywhere else because Keter is disconnected. It's Keter. It's the crown, it's on top, above. The beginning of the ten sefirot is the Rosh, the head, which is Chokhmah. Resistance to Chokhmah is Bina. And then it begins to receive Chokhmah in order to build the results, the Partsufim. And then it's done in Zeranpin and Malchut. So we've got
Bina,
a connection of Bina. Bina is called Elohim, God. It's the Creator, but it's the Creator in such a way that it's got Chokhmah. Bina is, has the essence. Its essence is Chokhmah, but it bestows the Chokhmah. It gives the Chokhmah when and how it needs to in order to nurture and raise Zon. And Zon are the ones that are broken, specifically so as to ask for corrections from Bina. So it turns out that everything we have between us and Elohim, Bina, God, is raising man, the request for Bina to correct us. This is all we have in four phases of direct light, and then in all the worlds. Question, how can we practically implement what you just said in our 10? Rav, to ask together with the friends for the force between us that's concealed to take care of us, attend to us. And you will see how you will begin to feel it, to get reactions. But how? When you begin to work with it, to do mutual work with it. Question, what's the mutual work you're talking about? Rav, when you ask from Bina, you will begin to feel how it relates to you. And to you means to the whole group, not just you.
Bina
is what gives birth to Zeranpin and Malchut. She's responsible for them, and she can receive from them all the complaints, the problems, and tend to them. So raise to her requests for connection because you are broken. Raise them and see how she takes care of you and she becomes revealed to you if need be. And she raises them together. That's it.
The attitude between us and the ten, how should it be? The attitude between us and the ten, how should that take place?
By asking to be as one man with one heart and turn into the Abba force, to Bina, to Elohim, to God. Bina is Elohim. Mi ele, Elohim. This is how she is divided and operates in you. And if you ask from her, you will receive the treatment. You understand? Otherwise, it'll be a birth malfunction. It's like putting sperm in the uterus, and the uterus is Bina. But you're not asking of Bina to take care of you, to tend to you. Then what happens is a birth malfunction, a miscarriage.
You said that the Creator hears you, you don't hear Him, you have no attitude towards the Creator. So I don't understand what I have to do in my ten. What attitude? What, the fight between us, the show hatred between us?
Enough. You have to connect your deficiencies for correction. The correction is to be together in one chisaron, deficiency or lack, toward Bina, Ima. So try to detect such deficiencies where we want to be together in one chisaron, one desire, how to make Ima, how to bring her pleasure. This is the safest thing, the surest thing that is good. But together, even your requests are not real requests. We see it with children, even if they come, and they're so good and sweet, they're still thinking only about themselves. They have no such thought as doing anything good to you. They don't have that. Even look at how children pat you. They do it like that. They don't have a feeling for it. No feeling for it. So that's clear. But Ima understands it, and she accepts even this kind of man, which is not really completed. But bit by bit, she corrects them. We will see how you receive more and more such states where the relation to Bina, you will be able to change it more and more. And then you will begin to feel the connection between you and Bina is a living contact, living contact. That blood flows between you. Blood, you know, there's a special flow of blood through the placenta from the mother to the fetus. And that's how you will begin to feel it. You are in the uterus. In the uterus, you have a whole world, as it's written, that the fetus in its mother's abdomen sees from the one end of the world to the other end. It sees all the worlds, and it's taught the whole Torah, meaning it begins to see all the connections and all the forces and everything that happens in all of reality. And only before it's born, it disappears from it. But inside the uterus, it's got all the lights, infinity. And all depends on how much you connect among yourselves and want to be connected, included in the force of bestowal in the relationship between you. Go ahead, make yourselves into an ubah.
So it all depends on the intention.
That's it. And tomorrow you will tell us about this adventure where you and your friends were as an ubar.
With God's help.
Right. PT
25.
Rav, the correction that Bina does, it's on the connection of our desires or in correcting the intention, or is that the same thing?
It is intentions. We don't change desires. We only correct them with the intention. Their desires are the same desires. They are desires by which we later connect. For now, we're separated in these desires because we're not in mutuality, in connection. But there's no correction in the desires. The correction is only in how we use the desire.
So connecting between the desires that will be able to raise man. Where is it in this process, connecting the desires? They tell us we have to connect.
Even before we enter the Ebo, we begin the Ebo. We become organized in this world, outside of the spiritual world, outside of Bina. We get organized and ask of it to be connected mutually in a connection of bestowal upon each other, so as to be included in her, in this general quality of bestowal. And if we ask more and more and more, we, in the end, enter Bina.
It's
as he writes, that we don't reach the high zivug at once. Only goodness and mercy chase me, pursue me all the days of my life, where we pursue Bina with quivering and sweat. Maybe we'll read it tomorrow. At it. It has to do with Ibu. And entering Ibu, complete the intercourse. He writes about it in many places. It's very important. Yes, David?
So the correct request to Bina from Zon is that we want to be connected and also connect the intention, meaning it comes as a two-part request that are one?
It's the same. We want to be annulled before each other. This is called being connected by each of us annulling ourselves and all of us together toward Bina. Each one toward the others and all of us toward Bina. But we don't know what Bina is. If it's each one toward the others, then that's how it turns out. Toward Bina, we are annulled, and then we begin to feel ourselves as being in Ibu, and controlled by the power of bestowal, power of Bina.
Latin.
No more questions? Oh yeah, we do. Latin 3.
Hola, Rav, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Hello, Rav.
¿Cómo podemos pedir a Bina? ¿Qué quiere decir pedir a Bina?
How can we ask from Bina? What does it mean to ask from Bina?
From the Creator.
Creator. Ze Bina.
The Creator is Bina.
Zo. Bina ze.
That's it. Bina is God. It's connected to us very closely. We learned, and we will learn some more, how in Elohim you have Mi Ele, and now by this we can connect and rise to her, etc. This is how it works. It's a system. A beautiful system. Okay? Good. Where are we, Owen?
We are in number 3.
Item 3.
אתה יודע מה, תקרא גם כן עוד גימל.
You know what? Read item three as well.
Number three, the words of the Ari. When the seven Orot rose upward, the Kelim that descended into Briah rose upward to Atzilut as well. However, they did not join together. The seven Orot were in a state of Ibur, Gimel contained in Gimel. And the Nekuda of Malchut was the seventh, in the form of Psia Lebal. Likewise, the seven Kelim were also in that manner of Gimel contained in Gimel and Malchut along with them.
Again,
when the seven Orot rose upward, the Kelim that descended into Briah rose upward to Atzilut as well.
They went down because of the breaking. So now they're going back up.
However, they did not join together.
Together. At once. They don't connect at once, simultaneously, but one by one, bit by bit.
The seven Orot were in a state of Ibur, and the Gimel contained in Gimel, and the Nekuda of Malchut was their seventh, in the form of Psia Lebar. Likewise, the seven Kelim were also in that manner, Gimel contained in Gimel, and Malchut along with them.
In other words, it gradually, the broken Kelim gradually ascend. Now, please read below.
Three inner light opening me. The Kelim that descended into Briah rose upward to Atzilut as well. He tells us that the ascent of the Orot, meaning the Reshimot and the correction of the Man, correct their Kilim along with them, to the extent that the Reshimot were connected in this ascent. This is because the Reshimot always receive the Tikkun Kelim. This is what he means when he says that when the seven Orot rose upward, the Kelim that descended to Briah rose up in Atzilut as well. However, they did not join together. This means that although the place of the Reshimot is in their Kelim, and although the Kelim have already been connected by them to rise into Atzilut, the Reshimot are still unable to clothe in their Kelim. This is because the Reshimot themselves still haven't received their complete correction through that ascent of Man. They still need Zivugim, called months of Ibur, by the Reshimot being in the intestines of Bina, they acquire all the mud from the Zivugim de Ibur and become completely corrected, and then clothe in their Kelim.
Yeah, it means that bit by bit we see that the Reshimot leave their Kelim, go up and become included in Bina, and there they begin to be corrected in a new structure called Ubar. And in this way, from a drop of sperm that was before, Reshimot emerge and move on to something new. So here there is great depth. It's very interesting how this happens, because basically they change the subject. We will learn how it happens. These are very interesting things. We don't understand how they happen, and also how they happen in this world too. It's full of secrets. Now, I'm reminding you again, today we started talking in the beginning about connection, unity, the solidarity that we need to tend to it, and the Ubao, all of our work matches it exactly, and this is what we have to do in the group, between us, in dissemination between us. If we come to connection, even a little bit, we will, as a result, heal the whole world. The whole world. Not to mention our group. Our groups, our tents. Only unity, connection between us is the salvation. Now let's move on to info.
So, yesterday we sent out a survey. It will be sent again today too. The survey is about our Saturday morning friends meeting. We want to just get the times right and improve them. So all the friends in the world, please answer the survey, fill it out, and also update the friends that you have filled it up. So it will be sent again at the end of the lesson. Our schedule for today, 10:30 to 11:30, reporters meeting. You're all welcome to join. It will be translated, and from 6 to 7:30 p.m., evening lesson with Rav. That's the schedule for today. We'll go for a song. הנקודה שבלב מתגעגע לחלקי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומדיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה השונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב